And now, from the ultimate off-road adventure, we want to take a look at the ultimate off-road machine, and that, of course, would have to be the Mars Rover. Slow, maybe, inelegant, a little tough to control. It is a 9-minute delay, after all, but you have to admit, this is one set of wheels that has all the heads turning. Los Angeles Times automobile critic Dan Neal knows a lot about what makes a cool car, and he gave the Rover a thorough review, and he joins us now from his home in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
So, if the Rover has an automotive analog, what would it be?
Maybe a motorized coffee table. something like that. I guess it is an off-road vehicle, so it'd probably be something like a Hummer H2 or, you know, something really tough.
Now, some of us came to the conclusion that this thing was a robot explorer. You jumped right to the obvious answer. It's a car.
Yeah, I think we all bring our baggage to this project, and as a car reviewer, you know, I couldn't help but think of it in terms of horsepower and ground clearance, and of course, what kind of effect it would have, like on the boulevard. Would you be able to pick up Martians in it?
It's a little underpowered, don't you think?
Yeah, I asked him about that. It's got, I think it's 0.06 horsepower. Which is kind of like maybe a Kia power, but it's geared really tall, so it'll climb a wall.
It has some pretty impressive suspension systems, though.
It does. The suspension system is called a rocker bogey.
Man, that just sounds cool, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You want to have a rocker bogey in your record collection, I think. It's six wheels. And it's leveraged in such a way that the thing can crawl over just about anything that's like 2 feet high or lower, and it can tilt up to 45 degrees without falling over, which you wouldn't want to try in your Hummer.
And if you think about it, I mean, it's taken the American car industry decades to finally put airbags inside the car. This one landed, of course, on Mars with airbags outside the car.
Yes, but it didn't have anti-lock brakes, so the thing skidded like crazy along the surface of Mars, and I think that's in the next generation. Or you may have to pay extra for that. That may be on the sticker.
So is this something that design, you might think this would look pretty good on a freeway there in Los Angeles?
Oh, you know, it needs work, frankly. One of the things, you know, this gold foil that NASA is so fond of, you know, Ivana Trump called. She wants her dress back. And, the whole thing, you know, it has kind of a geek factor that really needs to be worked on. But that being said, you know, it's really functional. And if it is on the highway in Los Angeles, I would hope that it would be in the right lane, not the left lane.
And they may have to work to get the price down a little bit, too.
It is the destination delivery is about $410 million, and, you know, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah. Dan Neal, thanks very much.
All right, cheers.
Dan Neal, automobile critic for the Los Angeles Times. His review of the Mars Rover appeared in yesterday's paper, and he joined us this afternoon from his home in Los Angeles. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.